Many Navajo say they are being forced off their coal-rich land so companies can mine it. Opponents of relocation say Attorney John Boyden drafted the original relocation bill, the 1974 Navajo-Hopi Land Settlement Act, while he was working for the Hopi Tribal Council and Peabody Coal at the same time. 85-year-old Rena Lane refuses to be moved from her homeland.
This land here was made by Creator, and I have a belief that this is my mother and this is my father. This is my ways of life. I love the land. I have to fight for it, and this is the only thing I have besides my culture and my ways of life. I can't go to another place and have a land, and over there, there's nothing free. Where would I go? There's nothing. That's the reason why I have to live here, and that's why I have to fight here. These are my Aboriginal rights, and these are my ways of life. And this is where I stand.
As Senate Bill 1003 waits in the House Resources Committee, Peabody Coal, the world's largest coal company, waits for a permit to expand their Black Mesa and Kayenta mines into land the Navajo say is theirs. Peabody Coal is a major Bush contributor, according to Public Citizen. Its CEO, Earl Englehart, contributed $100,000 to Bush's 2004 presidential campaign. Englehart later served as an advisor to Bush's 2005 energy plan, which includes a $2 billion investment in the coal industry over the next 10 years. This month, Bush appointed former Peabody Coal manager John Correll to head the Office of Surface Mining, where Peabody is waiting for its permit to expand its two mines. Leonard Benally, a Navajo resistor, says the Navajo are being forced off their land so mineral companies can mine it.
To get at the mineral interests, which was coal, oil, a few people are living off the luxury of the misery and the death of the people out here. Because out here in these hills, we don't have electricity or no running water. But then we now should say we own Las Vegas, because all the neon lights and all, you know, the powers that they get for their casinos and all that, the electricity is generated from Black Mesa and Laughlin, Nevada. And then it goes into Southern California.
Peabody Coal has also contributed over $64,000 since 1998 to members on the House Resources Committee, where SB 1003 is waiting for a vote. But both the Hopi and Navajo tribal governments dispute any connection between coal and relocation. The Hopi Tribal Council supports SB 1003, but the Navajo Nation opposes the bill because it would close the Navajo-Hopi Indian Relocation Office, which provides benefits to those who relocate. George Hardeen, spokesperson for the Navajo Nation, says hundreds of families who have relocated have not yet received their benefits. He says there needs to be a program to offset the adverse effects of relocation.
Relocation has resulted in unemployment for a lot of people. It's resulted in alcoholism among many people who never drank before. It's broken up families. It's taken people who have raised livestock their entire lives and placed them in communities where they can't have any livestock at all. It has led to impoverishment, just a dislocation from the land that had been their home for many generations. As a result, it's created great stress, and that's resulted in health problems of all kinds.
At last week's House Resources Committee hearing, Arizona Congressmember Rick Renzi said he is considering alternative legislation to investigate the effects of relocation and continue funding for the displaced Navajo. Meanwhile, the resisting Navajo families at Black Mesa refused to be moved. For FSRN, I'm Christina Onnestad at Black Mesa, Arizona.